Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. Hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today as we hear the word we help us apply it to our lives, Father God, whether we're reading this devotional or your holy word, help us apply it to our lives, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless the ones that are reading it and bless the ones that are hearing it. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is the last day of our memory verse of the week, which is Psalm 66 and 19. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Psalm 66, 19. The verse of the day, though, is 2 Corinthians 6 and 1. As God's co-workers, we are urged not to receive God's grace in vain. Subject, receiving grace in vain. Christian, true song of saying, and pause behind each one to give you an opportunity to say it if you like. I'm not overusing grace. I'm grateful for my grace. I'm loved by my Father. I'm accepting my faults. So it's this grace that God gives each of us. And the Holy Spirit revealed some things to me and took me to our key verse. When we don't allow him to change us and we don't allow him to mold us, we're rejecting his grace. We're receiving it in vain because we aren't trying to allow ourselves to be close to him. A lot of times we feel we are okay without reading the word and meditating, but honestly, those things are placed in our walk to help us, because closer to him, it helps us become closer to him. Because the more we read our word and the more we pray, it helps change us. And as it changes us, we allow the Holy Spirit to become one with us and walk with us more and talk with us more. That's why the Bible says, don't be just doers or hearers of the word, because we can do both. Still, some feel that I read my word, I'm done. But no, my friends, we must take the word of God and apply it to our lives. When we deny this, we deny that, and stop denying God, like Peter from our last devotional. When we don't let him cleanse us, we deny and reject his grace. 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. Every day, grace is given. But if we are just going to ask God forgiveness and never change, what's the point? We can't be lazy in our walk with Christ. We must start being persistent and spending time with him. And yes, I know we all are tired, and yeah, we could be. Still, if we continue this path of being okay with our relationship with God, being mediocre, we will forever have just a less in our relationship with God. I'm not saying you don't have love in your heart, and nor am I saying I do everything out of routine. But what I'm saying is allow God in. Tell him, God, I feel that my heart isn't in the right place right now, or that you feel off. And he will show you what's happening, because sometimes our sins can make us pull away, because that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us where we deny him, and we soon reject his love, and we do this. We reject the salvation he gave us. Titus 1:16, they profess to know God, but they deny him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work. Sometimes our lives can be so filled with so much that we disconnect, but these are the moments when we must connect on a deeper level with God by being honest. We can't build anything with anyone if our heart is so heavy with frustration. God's word says to cast your cares on me, because I will see you through. We must let him see us through everything, not just the big stuff, but in everything, because he's waiting to help. He's waiting to pull us from the lust, the pain, the sorrow. But we must be willing to allow him to help us through it. Grace is the most important gift we can have. And some of us overuse it because we don't understand what we have. We certainly don't see we can abuse it. And we don't learn how to allow the changes and flow of God's presence in our lives. We won't ever change. The word tells us our hearts and actions must change, and we can't get into heaven with the same heart and intentions. The Holy Spirit wants us to know how deeply he cares for us and how much we need him. But he won't make us accept the true way. The true way is letting go of what we think and accepting his new mind and new heart of flesh he's trying to give us. Still, he will give us space to do what we want if we keep rejecting. God loves us so much that every day he gives us new grace again and again. But if you notice you're not winning at a particular battle, ask God, how can you win at this? How can you conquer this part of your life, giving him all of you? Because he's waiting for every version of you. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. No, our simple works won't win us a place in heaven. being the nicest person, even winning souls won't help us. But what will help us in our is our heart changing, our mind changing, accepting God's grace, not in vain, but as the precious gift it is. And we take every opportunity every day to change who we are, and not in our strength, but in His. The more we continue on this road, the more we will find ourselves in a stubborn place. God wants us to have every opportunity to change. He's given us the tools to do it. But if we aren't going to use and we aren't going to change, don't wear out the gift of grace, because God would not be mocked. He knows our intentions and the content of our heart. Surrender today to God so He can help you. So today, we learned we can't take this grace we are given and use it in vain. We learned that not receiving it and continuing in a way we are in is using it in vain. And this can happen by allowing false teachers and false doctrine to stay in our lives, and we're human. Every person wants to feel that what they're doing is okay, so we listen to people who tell us it's okay to live this way. It's okay to love this person. But friends, it isn't. We will be living the same way the Corinthians live, allowing every person to whisper in our ears and telling them it's okay to live in a legalistic way. Neither is okay, my friends. Nothing we ever do will win us into heaven. No matter how good we think we are, it will not get us there. But what will is us accepting the gift of grace. And most importantly, relying on God. Today, you feel you are living the wrong way. Let God know, I need you. I need you to change me, and He will help you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the grace you have given us. Forgive us of the sins of anything we have done today. We learned about grace this week, and we learned we need you to cleanse us. Please cleanse us of our sins, Lord. Help us to be with you and to give you everything. Help us to change our ways, Lord. We say this every day, but with our whole heart, we do ask you to help us to have the strength to deny our sins. Lord, we ask that you continue to be our Savior and give us the grace and mercy we need to survive. Lord, we thank you and praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Our reference is Hebrews 4:16. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hebrews 4:16. John 1:16. For from this fullness we have all received grace upon grace. 2 Corinthians 9:8. For God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Further reading is Proverbs 27, Exodus 12, John 14, and James 1. This ends receiving grace in vain. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platforms. And those platforms are YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora. And remember to share with a family member or friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.